May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gyuk Audio mini podcast, A Brief Memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today's brief memory comes from the late Jack Van Allen. It's an excerpt from his memory, from his interview. So he says, Jack made bells, he made statues, he was an artist. He made tons of stuff like that, a lot of them really small. And he says, when I first started doing serious casting about 1969, I went to Suzuki Roshi and I said, I'd like to make a bronze bell for Tassajara. And he looked at me kind of funny and he said, what does the bell sound like? And I thought about it for a minute and I said, gee, I don't really know. It felt like a koan, though I had no knowledge of koans. I had just started sitting very intermittently around 1967 at Sokoji. So then I said, well, what should it sound like? And he said, what will it sound like? And I said, high or low? And he said, deep, with a deep voice. I carried that around for the longest time, and I could never get him to talk about it. I'd ask him about it, and he wouldn't say anything. There was no response. Well, he did laugh at one point. But he'd gotten me engaged with something. So that's a good story, Jack. Thank you. Sort of zen, huh? A little, it's like, I'd say that Suzuki, well, in the first place, he didn't just want any bell at Tassajara. And our bells, our main bells came from Japan, from, bell factories or whatever, bell shops that had probably been making them for hundreds of years with masters passing the art of making the bell down. And he would go hear a bell when he was in Japan, or if there was a choice of them in America, he would hear them, or he would hear a mokugyo, like the wooden fish drum. And he turned one down that was made for him. Didn't sound good enough. That's a big deal. Those things are carved out of very large pieces of wood, and they're very expensive. But also, he was telling Jack, you can't just start out and make a bell and give it to somebody. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to know what the bells sound like. You've got to create a deep sound or a profound sound or something. So he just wanted Jack to start considering the depth of what he was doing, depth of everything he was doing. This has been a Gyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Pulubov, Gyuk Audio and Gyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita. feline Conchita and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.